From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
We find out which country was busted spying on Australia, LeBron James gets grilled about his NBA future, and Brittany Hockley has named which I'm a Celeb star was pretty rude. All of that is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 1st of May. We'll be back in a moment. Well, it's finally been revealed which country was caught spying on Australia a few years ago. Back in 2021, ASIO boss Mike Burgess revealed they disrupted a nest of spies from one country in particular who were trying to steal Australia's defence secrets.
In the last 12 months, a significant number of foreign spies and their proxies have either been removed from Australia or rendered inoperative.
Well, according to the ABC, the spies were from India's Foreign Intelligence Service. In the US, Donald Trump has been fined for defying a gag order in his hush money trial. The ex-president was warned before the trial began not to attack witnesses or court staff on social media. But guess what? He did it anyway and has been fined $13,000 by the judge. Trump's now been warned he could be sent to jail if he continues to violate the gag order. In the UK, a 14-year-old boy is dead after a man armed with a sword went on a stabbing rampage in London. Four other people, including two police officers, were injured and taken to hospital. The 36-year-old suspect was eventually tasered and arrested. To Royal News now, King Charles returned to public duties overnight for the first time since he went public with his cancer diagnosis. He visited a cancer centre in London, chatting to doctors and patients, and the monarch even spoke for the first time about the moment he found out he had cancer, telling one patient, "It's always a bit of a shock, isn't it, when they tell you?" To showbiz now, Brittany Hockley, who just appeared on I'm a Celeb, has revealed that one of the other castmates was rude. So who was it? Well, it was Studio 10 co-host Denise Drysdale.
Denise was really hard. Really, really hard. Just very short, very blunt, often very rude. Didn't really want to be there.
Do you think she realised she was being rude, or do you think it's just the way in which she communicates? Because that's also different, right?
I would hope she didn't realise she was being rude. But then sometimes I'm like, surely you have to know.
That audio from the Life Uncut podcast. All right, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, LeBron James is remaining tight-lipped about his NBA future. There's speculation he could retire from the game now that the Lakers have been knocked out of this season's playoffs. He was asked about his future in a press conference yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
Mysterious LeBron. And finally, in the NRL, the Rabbitohs have parted ways with head coach Jason Demetriou, with his assistant Ben Hornby to fill in for the rest of the season. The club is reportedly hoping to lure former coach Wayne Bennett back to the club. He's currently coaching the Dolphins, but will be out of contract at the end of the season. Well, you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.